Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there for free. So, again, that's freetalklive.com. And you can actually influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions, news articles, or videos, or audio, or blog posts from around the internet. You submit it to the site. Other listeners vote it up or down, and then the most popular make it to the front page and the top of the website. In fact, last hour, we talked in detail about the insane video from ComoNews.com of this cop in Seattle attacking a young lady, attacking a teenage girl. Some might argue she was not being a lady at that time, but she was being aggressed against by the police officer for the so-called crime of non-crime of jaywalking. And so we're talking about that, and that came right off the front and the top page of our website at freetalklive.com.
At Porkfest, get a special sneak preview of Chartarum, a John Shaw motion picture brought to you by Think Twice Productions. And get your copy of the Porkfest-only limited edition of the original soundtrack and Porkfest commemorative Chartarum beer mug. It's Friday night at the Free Talk Live room after the show at Porkfest. Be there to check it out. And if you can't make it to Porkfest, all these things will be available afterwards. But this is the big premiere.
You don't get the mug if you don't go to Porkfest.
That's true. You will not get the mug.
All right. So
the mug is really... really cool.
Did you see the logo?
I saw the picture.
All right. Porkfest, you can go to porkfest2010.com. We'll tell you more about the Porkfest here in a little bit. It's coming up in just about a week from now, actually. So it's almost time. But let's continue here. We'll take your phone calls about anything. Sam is on the line in North Carolina. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Sam in North Carolina going
Sam.
Once.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight, Sam?
The Mexican oil spill. Mexican Gulf oil spill.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't know why in the world it took them so long, because it went about 20-some days, and they didn't do nothing about it at all. And then next thing you know, then they act like, you know, they're so important, and, you know, they got to do this and do that. But really, why don't they just go ahead and put, like, a big cylinder over it so all the oil can come up? And they're talking about the pressure is so high, you know, coming up. Like me, the oil, it would come up and make the pressure, and if it didn't shoot out the top, we could pump it. I mean, if it did shoot out top, we could pump it. And if it didn't, like me, it would seal itself off.
Are you an oil expert? Are you a drilling engineering expert?
No, but...
Me neither, which makes me really not want to get into detail on what might work, what approaches might work, because I don't think I know jack.
The same thing he said is the same thing I thought of, too. It would have to be a tremendously large cylinder, but it would seem like you'd be able to get something over it and therefore start pumping pretty quickly. But I wouldn't propose to know. They were working on it, but it was just BP that was working on it. Then after about 20 days, the government realized, well, we better get in front of this parade and act like we're doing something.
Well, the government's
not really doing anything except getting in the way.
I truly do.
You believe what?
The government had something to do with it.
Oh, you believe it was like sabotage or something like that?
If it won't sabotage after the fact, they just let it happen. They just like, oh, you know, look what we got going on. We'll just, you know, continue to let it happen.
Well, we know they didn't do a very good job inspecting. I mean, that news has come out that the government agents that were supposed to be there keeping an eye on the operation did a poor job of that. They were too busy snorting meth off a hunting knife in the, you know, in the back lobby or whatever, in the internals of the...
And having sex with the oil company executives and taking payoffs and you know, trips and parties and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they definitely it was their supposed responsibility to keep an eye on things there. And I don't think it should be. I think the private agencies would do a far better job of such inspections, like insurance companies who actually have a vested interest in making sure that things work well. But it is what it is, and they are the government, and they don't do things very well. So I think it's more likely that it's negligence on their part that led to this than some sort of planned, let's blow up the oil rig kind of thing.
You know what I found really interesting when it first happened was there was a story that the government president, namely, has sent a SWAT team to the oil platform, which I thought was really
weird.
Bizarre. And then
we're going to shoot the water!
Yeah, we're going to shoot the water. And then secondly, you know, the oil people I've listened to have referred to this not as an oil spill, but a well blowout.
Yeah.
which is a lot different from a spill, because a spill is usually a tanker runs aground and opens up and
spills all over the place.
It's
done.
This is not a spill. This is actually a well blowout, a deep water well blowout, which is a lot more difficult to contain.
Sam, any other thoughts you want to share?
All I got to say is if it keeps on going, it's going to wind up, you know, messing up the whole ocean. And I believe that's what some people want, and that's going eventually what's going to happen if the common people don't stand up and say, look, this is what we got to do, and we got to get stopped.
Well, never leave, let a crisis go to waste.
Thanks for the call, Sam. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. There sure is a lot of speculation out there about this situation, and some of it is based in a little bit of reality. We've had people call over the last week suggesting that there are plans afoot to possibly to evacuate people away from the coastal areas of the Gulf of Mexico because of the fumes that are coming off of this oil. And there's some nasty fumes, apparently. We didn't determine how far inland they were measuring these fumes. That was not made clear in the article that I was reading. Plus, there are also allegations that there are a lot of people being arrested for trying to go near the cleanup crew or near the cleanup area, that there's this, and we know there's a private agency, some sort of private security force, Talon Security, maybe others, that are out there guarding the beaches and preventing people from coming near the cleanup zones. And so there's kind of just some weird things going on out there, but it's hard to really draw too many conclusions. I mean, if it's a public beach, then you'd think people could go on it and take their own risk. But why you would really want to go out there, I'm not sure.
They're also using a lot of toxic dispersant chemicals in the Gulf as well,
yeah,
which can be a problem.
True problem.
Right. So,
nasty stuff.
So what's really going on? I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to they're using the guards to keep the looky-loos at a minimum, that kind of thing. I don't think there's, you know, some roundup going on of people. There's this group of people out there that are watching this situation that believe that it's sinister, that believe that everything that's going on is sinister. And I just don't believe that. Maybe it is. But
yeah, I tend not to believe that myself. It seems like a mistake. Admittedly, I think that it could be very, very well be criminal negligence. It sounds like it may have been that there was all kinds of collusion between Halliburton, BP, the government, essentially to do whatever the heck we want and make the, you know, and darn the consequences, because honestly the consequences generally don't ride on BP. The president just, you know, had a meeting with the executives of BP, and they will now be be liable for $20 billion after the cleanup. The estimates have been $500 billion in lost revenue and all kinds of things like that. So that you're still not even looking at BP making up what it, the mistakes that it made. I don't know how culpable BP is in this one.
Yeah, it's going to end up being the taxpayers that foot the bill for this cleanup for the most part.
Yep.
Good luck. Taxpayers are tapped out.
Well, excuse me, not the cleanup. It's BP is supposed to be on the hook for the cleanup, but
and
the taxpayers are
$20 billion. Now it's $20 billion. It was originally capped at $75 million, Wayne.
They've increased that?
Yes.
Oh, really?
The president. Well, essentially, the president had a meeting with the BP executives, where I'm sure this, you know, something essentially happened akin to, all right, boys, if you don't take care of this cleanup, if you don't take care of this cleanup and come up with X billion dollars to make me look good to the public, I'm going to pull all your Gulf drilling licenses. You're never going to drill anywhere in the United States again. So essentially,
yes, sir, whatever you say, sir,
just going right around the rule of law, which the law stunk in the first place.
Well, we know they can change the rules.
This just goes to show how they changed the rules,
right,
midstream.
They changed the rules midstream and after the fact, too.
In all fairness, though, I think the law, the way it was written, was intended more for spills, whereas this is a deep water well. It's been blown out. And even if they plug the original bore, it's coming out all over the place. It's not what they accounted for when they wrote the law.
Yeah, but the law limits liability, and the limits on liability shouldn't be there. These companies should be fully liable for the actions that they take. 800-259, and the owners of the company as well. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. Sheriff Paul Kalpas doesn't seem to think there's anything wrong with coercing confessions from people. We'll tell you about that coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so enjoy those, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. Coming up here in just over a week's time, actually for some people it will be starting on Monday, The Porcupine Freedom Festival is officially happening from the 24th through the 27th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, right next to the White Mountains at Rogers Campground. Same place as last year. Going to be a lot of the same people. A lot of new faces, though, I'm sure. New people coming up here all the time to visit New Hampshire and to see what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, over 550 people. Now registered for the Porcupine Freedom Festival in advance. So more are going to just show up on a whim. But if you get registered early, you get the $25 price instead of having to pay $30 when you show up to the actual park. And, of course, there's camping as well. You have to, if you're going to camp, you need to pay for that. But it's really, you know, a low-priced outing because camping isn't that expensive. And you get to hang out with some of the best liberty activists in the world, the people who've come to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. People like us, the three of us are all Free State Project participants. So you'll be able to hang out with hundreds of like-minded people, people who are not only have moved here, but some people who are considering moving here, some people who are in the process of moving here. In some cases, some people will be moving up that very weekend, and Porkfest will be their first time arriving in New Hampshire. It's just an exciting time. There's so much going on, everything from family-style events to parties. It's going to be an absolute blast. Go to porkfest2010.com to get registered, get the itinerary, learn what's going on. There's so much to do. In some cases, it'll be very difficult to choose what you go and do. Because there's also, beyond the official stuff that's happening, there's unofficial stuff like the Alternatives Expo, just people just going off and, you know, doing hikes on their own and things like that, cookouts, etc. So head on over to porkfest2010.com. It's going to be a blast. Free Talk Live, by the way, will be broadcasting live every single night. So looking forward to seeing you there. Porkfest2010.com. That's pork with a C. All right, let's continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave, hello there.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Well, I have some questions about protests that I think you guys are doing up at the Keene Middle School.
Well, I wouldn't use the term protest, but I understand the news.
It's because you don't use the term protest anymore.
No, that's not true.
It's always a celebration for you.
Well, no, that was an outreach, actually. Protest.
Outreach.
Has, right. The word protest kind of has a connotation that you know, that you are angry about something or against something. And certainly I am against the government schools, but the purpose of that the event you're discussing was not to to protest them, but to simply reach out to young people and expose them to some alternative ideas.
So yelling at the teachers with megaphones while you're wearing guns in front of 12-year-olds?
Well, you're kind
that's
of...
an outreach?
Dave, it sounds to me like you're grouping people together as though they're all the same person. There was one person who had a gun, another person who had a megaphone, and I wouldn't say that he was yelling through the megaphone. He was speaking mostly toward the students, from what I could tell, but I wasn't around him the whole time.
Well, from one of the teachers that I know that was there, they felt very threatened by you guys.
Why would that be?
And because it's just not appropriate to show up at a rally, whatever you want to call it, outreach, whatever it is, in front of 12-year-olds wearing a gun.
Well, David, I understand where you're coming from. It's unusual.
Not intimidation.
David,
you're
it's unusual.
Out of your mind.
David, it's unusual, but I'd like to point out that the town had people there, too, with guns, that the city of Keene had people there with guns. Why is it okay... Oh, I see. Police officers can wear the guns, but the average individual who's responsible, who should be responsible for their own protection, the protection, say, of the people they love, they shouldn't be wearing guns. Why is that, David?
Well, the police officers were there in response to you guys, right?
It's not me. Go ahead.
They didn't show up there just willy-nilly. Right, they showed up there in response to you.
Well, they have police officers stationed in schools too, as school resource officers. Sometimes those people wear guns too. Can you imagine that the city puts people with guns in buildings where my 12-year-old's being educated?
And you know what? They're there to protect and to serve. Right?
So were these people with the guns on their hips that were there doing the protest, as you call it.
You know, when someone comes up, now it is a protest.
Well, look, I'll call it a protest. I don't mind.
There.
My friend's calling it
you're talking to, there are three different people. Dave, there are three different people on this show, just so you know. You're talking with three distinct individuals here.
That's fine. So now, but they're all like-minded, right?
Not necessarily. We are not a trinity like God.
you guys use the term like-minded, correct? Like-minded individuals.
I believe some of the same things that the people sitting at this table believe.
If we all thought the same, David, somebody wouldn't be thinking.
Protest. You go, call it whatever you want to call it. Protest, whatever you want to call it. Speaking to 12-year-olds...
You're the one playing the word games here, David. I'm telling you, there's men with guns employed by the city hanging out every single day with your 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Aren't you outraged? Why is it different?
They're not screaming through megaphones at
them. Look, if you stand there on the corner, David, you can't amplify yourself. That's what a megaphone does.
Okay, first of all, you keep painting everybody in the same vein here, David. The guy with the megaphone didn't have a gun, although I don't see why it would matter even if he did have a gun. He wasn't waving it about or threatening anybody. He was speaking ideas through the megaphone. Are you intimidated by people with guns when they're not in front of the middle school?
No, because I think you guys are all a bunch of idiots.
Oh, well, that's that's certainly name-calling, and it's not the most intelligent of things to say. But that's fine. You're certainly welcome to think that way. So is only intimidation of a 12-year-old when it's in front of a middle school, not when you might be in a restaurant or something like that?
Yeah.
Why?
I have a business in town, and I don't allow open weapons in my business.
That's fine. Your business.
It's your private business.
Right.
You can set whatever rules you want to. But I'm asking you, is it intimidation when somebody is in a business that is allowing guns with a 12-year-old in that very same business? Is that also intimidation?
What? I have many customers that tell me that when you guys show up with guns, they feel intimidated.
You guys. Wait a minute. Is it just the liberty activists that you're intimidated by, or is it anybody who has a gun? Because in New Hampshire, it's fully legal to open carry a firearm.
Yeah, if you don't like the laws in New Hampshire, why don't you get the hell out, David?
Yeah, move back to Mass.
I mean, isn't that what you feel like the Free Staters should do? Leave, go back to where you came from? Why don't you? That's the law.
You know what? You guys are the ones that showed up with your stupid little ideas.
Which idea is stupid? Because we haven't even gotten into that part. We've just been kind of dancing around the outside. Which particular idea is stupid? Pick one.
There are lots of them.
We've only got time for one.
Okay, well, here's the deal. You guys are like a bunch of four-year-olds.
Okay, I don't want to make a deal with you. I asked you a question about which... You said it was stupid, which of our ideas is stupid?
Well, your protests are really stupid.
Okay, but you said the ideas were stupid. Which ideas?
You had protests in this town before they showed up. I saw some crazy woman with a sign on Central Square saying that the whole world was going to end on such and such a date. She was out there for 2 months.
You know what?
I know what. What's that?
Ideas are fine, but the way that you guys do your protests are absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, you guys, now, are you talking to every single activist out there? This is what I'm confused about, David. If you'll hang on, we'll bring you back. We can continue this discussion. Because at first you said the ideas were stupid, and now you're saying the ideas are fine. So maybe you agree with the ideas, but you think the expression of them is stupid. I'd like to get a little bit of clarification from you here, because I want to learn. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, including our news updates, our Shrine of Female Listeners. The Shrine has dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up today at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Coupon code FTL.
All right, I think Dave is still with us. Dave in New Hampshire, are you still there?
I'm here.
I appreciate you sticking around for the conversation. You called in originally with some critique for some of the liberty activists up here in the Keene area, and it's just some of them, because not all of them have gone out to do the recent middle school outreach that we've discussed. But recently, at one of the middle school, you can call it whatever you want. I think it was an outreach.
You called it a protest.
No, Mark called it a protest.
Actually, I did, and I consider it a protest. I think that it. I think that people.
I'm talking to.
Understood.
That's okay.
Understood.
That's okay.
It's difficult to tell on the phone.
That's okay. You're talking to Ian right now, and I consider it an outreach. I had information. I was reaching out to students. I was giving it to them. We had websites. We were promoting it. From my perspective, it was not a protest, but nonetheless, we were out front of the...
Let's just be fair. Talking through a megaphone. Okay, someone was speaking through a megaphone,
mm-hmm.
saying school sucks, with a sign that says...
School sucks
school
project.
Sucks.
Nope.
Right?
You've been misinformed. I don't know. Maybe you just read. Did you actually see what happened, or did you just read the newspaper article about it?
No, I spoke to one of the teachers that was there.
Okay. Well, the sign says schoolsucksproject.com, not school sucks. And actually, we changed the sign. Later on, the sign changed because the first signs weren't really the best. The second sign actually said education rules schoolsucksproject.com. So the message very clearly later on that we agree with education, just not the government schools. But I wanted to actually bring somebody on here with
the
you, Dave.
The sign did say school sucks.
The sign doesn't say school sucks and never did. It always said schoolsucksproject.com.
Or podcast.
Anyone who's looking at that sign is going to read school sucks.
Okay, schoolsucks.com. I'm going to tell you, school sucks, dude. The public schools education in this country sucks.
Don't send your kids there.
I'm not going to. Why are you making me pay for it?
I didn't send because it's public school.
I understand the concept. Why should I be forced to pay to send your kid to school when likely...
My kids didn't go to public school. I paid for my kids to go to private school.
Fine, I went to private school too. Why should I be obligated to send someone else's kids to public school?
Because it's public school.
That's not an answer.
That is not an answer. That's a non-responsive answer.
It's called public shakedown is what it is.
No, if it was a private school, then I would pay for my own kid, and you would pay for your own kid.
Look, dude, I get the difference between public and private. I understand. Public schools are simply a welfare babysitting operation for middle-class Americans, most of whom
don't send your kids there.
Well, I'm not going to.
No problem.
There's a problem. I've got to pay $2,500 a year to send somebody else's kid who likely drives a better car and lives in a bigger house than I do. Doesn't that stink?
Like the way your tax dollars are spent. Protest the way your tax dollars are spent.
They were.
You can
the
protest
school.
All you want, but they'll still take the your house from you when you decide if you decide you don't want to pay. Look, Dave, I actually wanted you to get on the line here with a guy who actually had the gun because there was only one guy with a gun that I know of out in front of the middle school, and he's with us here. Pete Ayer is on the line. Pete, thanks for coming on tonight. You're on with Dave. He believes that you were attempting to intimidate the children at the school, and I was just wondering, what was your intent in wearing a gun in front of the middle school?
I didn't have any special intent of wearing it in front of the middle school as opposed to any other, you know, building or property or house or anything like that. I mean, I believe that I have, you know, I own myself, and therefore I don't just have the freedom to act, but the responsibility. That's the flip side. And I just, you know, I want to make sure, I hope never, you know, I never have to use anything like that, but I want to make sure the means are there if something were to ever happen, you know. And I asked a parent, I think, who was asking me about it, you know, at a different location, and said, well, why do you do that? And I said, well, you probably keep a fire extinguisher, like, at your home or maybe even in your vehicle, right? And they said, sure. And I said, well, you know, why do you do that? And they're like, well, just in case, you know, in case there's an emergency and I need that. And that's exactly why, like, for me, part of it is, like, a defense thing, you know, just in case, like, someone were to try to jump me or something. But I also do it to remind people of their rights. And we should not, I don't believe that we should try to shield that from anybody, regardless of their age. I mean, they see, if you don't believe that I have the right to carry a firearm in front of the students, would you tell the people wearing the silly costumes with a piece of metal pinned to their costume that they don't have the right to wear a firearm? I mean, that's the point I made to the police officers when I showed up on the scene today. They said, hey, just so you know, we got someone called about that, so we're just out here today. And I said, hey, guys, like, you guys have firearms, too. And they're like, hey, we know. Like, we're on your side. We're gun guys, too. Like, but we're just out here, you know. So I don't know. I guess I'd be interested to hear your thoughts.
My thoughts are I have no problem with people carrying weapons. I have people that come into my business all the time carrying weapons, but they have concealed weapons. But you chose to wear your weapon outside on your hip or wherever you were wearing it, in front of the children, and you know darn well, whether you intend it or not, you know darn well that is a sign of intimidation. Whether you intended it to be or not, you know that it is.
It is to people who are afraid of guns.
I want to make sure Pete has a chance to respond, Wayne. Sorry. Go ahead, Pete.
I'm not afraid of guns, but it's an intimidating thing, and that's just a fact. Whether you intend it to be that way or not, it is.
Sure, and Dave, I appreciate you. Your concern, and I think, you know, in some levels it could be valid, but I try to present
valid.
Myself
on
like
some
a
levels it is valid. Why don't you do
no,
it
I don't believe that.
Why don't you do
I'm
it
sorry,
of,
I don't,
you know, a retirement community, or why don't you do it in front of a mental hospital? Or
well, I know Pete, and he does it everywhere. I mean, Pete.
Yeah, Pete wears a gun.
Pete wears a gun everywhere he goes.
Yeah, and Dave, actually today, like, we were in Portsmouth over the weekend, and someone called in that there was a free-stater with a gun on their ankle,
and that was in the police blotter today. And I had broke no law, but yet someone, you know, we got a lot of interactions out there when I was open carrying as well. But I don't know. I don't think that just the simple act of open carrying is intimidation. I mean, if you believe that that's intimidating, at what point would you say it's not? Like,
do you think it's intimidating to some people?
To some people, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think each individual decides for themselves, Dave, whether or not they want to be intimidated.
Right.
I could see a man on the street with a lot of muscles who's very large, and I could be intimidated by him, but that would be my choice to be intimidated. He might be the nicest man in the, you know, in the whole town. I wouldn't know that until I actually spoke with him, but if I was too scared on my own volition to do that, I would never end up finding out. So it really is up to the individual to decide how they feel.
I think it's absolutely true that it's intimidating, Dave. Because if it wasn't intimidating, the cops wouldn't do it.
Well, wait a minute, Mark. I mean, kids used to carry guns to school.
They did, but that's not the culture today.
But that wasn't
cops
intimidating.
Cops open carry, and it's intended to be an intimidation tactic.
But no, it's...
Wait, Dave, I have a question for you. Do you think that the general consensus, the public's opinion of things, sort of on an aggregate, do you think sometimes they're wrong?
Obviously.
Okay, great. I'd like to read a couple of statistics to you just very quickly about the wild, wild west when people did actually wear guns on their hips. If you take
we're not in the wild, wild west, are we?
I'd like to read you some statistics.
I'll tell you what, Mark.
Can you take a cue from history?
Hold that thought on the statistics. I want to give Pete. I know I interrupted Pete. He was busy doing something. Pete, I want to give you a chance to throw out your final thoughts here, and we'll let you go.
Sure. I mean, I just say that I actually didn't even give it a second thought whether I was open carrying at the school that day. I open carry everywhere. It is my right. If someone's intimidated by it, I hope that's not the case, but I try to present myself in a very personable and open and, like, conversational manner.
You don't open carry in my store.
That's fine. It's your store. You can make whatever rules you want.
Hey, Pete. It's your property.
Yeah. Thanks,
okay.
Pete. I appreciate you taking the time out from your evening here to talk to Dave. Now, Mark, you wanted to read some of this stuff from the Wild West.
Right.
And Dave, if you want to stick around, you're welcome, too.
Abilene, Ellsworth, Wichita, Dodge City.
Have a really good time at Dorkfest.
That's
oh,
nice.
Very brilliant, Dave.
I love the epithets, man. I mean, why don't you tell us what your store is?
Why should I?
Well, I mean, you're the one who wants to call into our show and give us a piece of your mind. Why don't you tell us what your store is, buddy?
Because I'd rather not say it over the air.
You're intimidating him, Mark.
Right, I'm intimidating him. He's liable to have people not go into his store and spend money
we'll
that
he's
more. Calling Dorks.
Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down Fat Hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, LIV52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Still laughing at the Dork Fest thing, Wayne?
Yes, I am.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves. And if you are contrary to Free Talk Live, you're more likely to get more airtime. It's just more more entertaining, in my opinion, to
better radio.
To talk to somebody who disagrees.
Yeah, it's
so fun. I appreciate Dave calling in, even though, you know, sometimes he falls back to the most base of arguments and basically
hostile and just ad hominem attacks and all
just
those
name
things.
Calling just kind of sad, but hey, we still want you to call in and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. And he claimed he wasn't listening either, which is weird, because how else would he know to call in? He usually listens on Saturday nights, but he's calling in during a weeknight. It may be because word's going around town that there's a new transmitter on the air here in Keene, so maybe he's listening to that. 1-800-259-9231. Wayne?
I was going to say something. I don't generally open carry myself. However, every person that I've ever known who's open carried, I've never known it to be their intention to intimidate anyone, but only to educate the public as to what their rights are.
There was one guy that was here for a little while that was kind of a hothead, and I don't know if he was intending to intimidate, but he certainly was a little slipshod in his manner of open carrying, and some of the other activists had words with him, and he shaped up real quick after that.
But the most important lesson I take away from this is that, and I could tell anybody, is that the mind is the weapon. Everything else is just a tool. If you are going to hurt somebody, even if you don't have a gun, you'll do it with something.
So, the idea that one is frightened by a gun on one's hip, I'm not going to say that it's not true. I'm not going to say that Dave is wrong in saying that. I'm willing to concede that point. However, it is foolish. The fact is, you should treat absolutely everybody like they've got a concealed weapon. You should treat those 12-year-olds coming out of that middle school like they're packing heat, because the fact is, anybody could be. And you should.
If you're intimidated, you mean?
Right. Well,
I don't tend to worry too much about people packing
heat. I didn't tell you to worry, dude. I told you to act like. You should treat everyone with the respect that you would afford somebody who has a gun sitting there glistening on their hip.
Right. Well, I mean, if somebody's got a gun on their hip, they've got a gun. There's no question about it, and you can tell what they're going to do if they're going to draw the gun. Whereas if somebody's got it concealed, you may not know until it's too late. So really, somebody having a concealed weapon is more of a dangerous situation.
I have to agree.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go through some statistics about the Wild West versus
what was
today.
That all about?
And we've gone through
the so-called Wild West.
Right. And the idea is when you carry this gun, and, well, this isn't the Wild West. Well, let me tell you about the Wild West here real quick. Many people will say these very things, and things are different now. Admittedly, there are police and things like that, but police aren't going to save you. If somebody robs you, or the police are there to clean up the mess and write a report. So this is Abilene, Ellsworth, Wichita, Dodge City, Caldwell, for the years from 1870 to 1885. This is the Wild West. Dodge City is on this list. So is Wichita. And this is the years 1870, 1885. There were 45 total homicides. That means people killed. Not murders, homicides.
Mm-hmm.
That equates to a rate of approximately one murder per 100,000 residents per year. So every year, 100,000 people, one murder. Compare that to Washington, D.C., where there are 31 murders per 100,000 residents. And I'm just going to hit the cities and their numbers at this point. New York, 6. Baltimore, 45. Newark, 37. They didn't even put something like San Juan, Puerto Rico on here, or many of the other places where, and in fact, crime rates are even higher. So the fact is, the Wild West, significantly safer place, 6 times safer than New York City, and that's the best number that was on this list. It's 43 times as safe as Baltimore. You wish the world was as safe as it was. With people carrying guns in their hips, you'll have a significantly safer society because, well, there won't be any purse snatchings, I can tell you that.
It's one of the reasons why New Hampshire is such a safe place. It's one of the safest places in all of the United States of America because of its fairly lax gun legislation. There's not much here. There's a concealed carry permit that shall issue. They have the requisite bans on felons carrying, which I think is foolish. They should repeal those. But, even here in New Hampshire, they repealed the knife legislation. You can now have a switchblade on you, and it's no problem. But for me, I'm not intimidated by somebody carrying a firearm. I am intimidated or bugged by somebody carrying a firearm unsafely. If somebody is there was an incident last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival where some guy was showing off his gun and he didn't really seem to really get it. Like he seemed a little I don't know how best to describe this guy, but he was doing it for kind of showily, if you will. It wasn't
right. As if a gun is going to be impressive in a place where a bunch of people
everybody's
are carrying,
got him.
Yeah, a gun on
yeah.
their hip.
And people were actually calling that guy the Fed all weekend long because he was just strange and nobody knew who he was. And I don't know what he was. He was a very unusual character, and people had words with that guy. And so when people that's what bothers me. But somebody carrying a firearm safely in a holster, that doesn't bother me. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Josh listening in Texas. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Josh in Texas, going once. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Josh?
I was just calling to tell you guys thank you. I mean, y'all are doing a good job. I've been listening for a couple of weeks here. And, the demeanor and the way you guys handle people who don't disagree is good to go.
People who don't agree, you mean?
That's what I said.
Do you think we were hard on Dave? Because we've got some history with him, and I can say that I felt like I lost a bit of control.
No, not at all. No.
Dave's an antagonizer, man. I mean, he calls in for the purpose of calling names and trying to get you out of irate.
He was backpedaling and what don't you like about our ideas? Oh, you protest and kind of thing.
He never really answered my question.
Well, what
about
Dave
that.
Doesn't like is protests. Dave was has called in previously, and he said that he was out in Berkeley.
That's ironic for someone who's from Berkeley. You'd think that someone coming from Berkeley.
I don't know that he's from Berkeley. He said he was in Berkeley, the college at the time. The naked guy was there back in the mid early 90s, and he didn't like. He just doesn't like somebody rocking the boat. That's his shtick. And
I thought that's what Berkeley was all about. People that go there like to rock the boat and protest. And
right.
Things
and
like
and
that. I'm generalizing,
if
obviously.
You don't like how we do it here, Dave, I guess you better just leave. I think that's the because that's what he's basically saying when he
that's
says, we don't like
fallback.
You here, get out of here.
That's all that they really have
it
the is, status.
It's so funny that in this case, the law says that people can open carry, but he doesn't like that either.
One thing I'm not sure about, though, is what were y'all even doing over there or whoever was there at the middle school?
I was there. The purpose is to, I know Mark wants to call it a protest, but for me it was an outreach. I was reaching out to young people to expose them to some alternative ideas, specifically the School Sucks School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, and it's got some great ideas in there about some alternatives to government education and getting education out of the government's hands. So really that was the point. And a general outreach of exposing them to freekeen.com and some of the activism and the ideas about freedom there.
No, I understand that. Got four homeschooled kids of my own, so.
Yeah, because they're not going to learn about freedom in government school. That's for darn sure.
Right. The idea that Dave was trying to portray is that, look, you're free to send your kids wherever you want, but what you're not free to do is to choose not pay for this bloated government's welfare system for middle-class people. If public school was really about educating kids that wouldn't otherwise get education, then what you wouldn't see driving up there is a bunch of glistening new automobiles. And every time I go to the public school in my beat-up 1993 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint is a bunch of people who are driving nicer cars and living in better houses than me that demand through the force of government that I pay to send their kids to school. And I'll tell you what, I'm educating my kid right now, which means that that's money I don't have to educate my kid. It's robbery, plain and simple. It's robbery for the benefit of your family from my family, because I don't want to send my kid to your stinking crappy school.
Josh, any final thoughts?
Yeah, can I shift gears just real quick? Listening to your recent Alex Jones, when you're on his show recently, talking about immigration as well. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I really liked is that you guys are talking, you're emphasizing taking away the we and the ownership of the state, you know, and that's something I wish more liberty activists would spend more time doing.
But it's so hard. It is so difficult because even though we know, even though those of us on the show are aware of this, this tendency of Americans to speak in collectivist terms, it still is something that infects us, and it's still something that we have to constantly be aware of happening. And I think I agree with you. It's very important, because once you start separating yourself from that we, once you start saying things like, well, no, it's not me, I'm not bombing people in Iraq, and I don't support that at all. It's not me.
And it welcomes people into, they invite conversation that way, whereas if you go and, I think if you go and just try and bring up things that we would like to talk about with the average Joe, they're going to look at you all cross-eyed and walk away. But if you just speak the way you ought to speak, they actually start asking questions.
Yeah, it's really an us versus them thing. There's those of us who love freedom, and there's those of them who love to control. I thank you for the call, Josh, and there's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. More coming up here in moments. More Free Talk Live on the way. Hour 3 next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.